13. I don't even know what the rating is, but your 12, 13-year-olds could see that.
I mean,
no problem.
I mean, every parent is different, as we saw when we were talking about the ridiculous drag shows that were going on. But I took my 7, 11, and 14-year-old boys, and all three of them loved
it. Yeah, there's nothing. What I mean is there's nothing that's not, you know, appropriate
for
young kids.
I mean, there's violence, obviously, because you're in fighter jets.
Yeah, but you're in planes. You don't see anything.
But, yeah, it's not. I was fine. I didn't think, hey, I can't believe I took my 7, 11, and 14-year-olds
to this. I give it an 8. I mean, look, for a movie to watch in theaters, I rarely go to theaters because I find so many people have no manners and they annoy me. I loved it. It was fantastic. Carrie took me as a little date night on Friday. We had a lot of fun. So I recommend it to everybody out there. We're gonna have to come back to this. Did you see Vanilla Sky, Clay?
I don't remember. I went and saw it in the theater. I don't remember it being awful. Let me say this, by the way. A lot of parents listen. Top Gun, way more appropriate for young kid audience, I thought, than Doctor Strange, which is the latest Marvel movie. So if you're trying to weigh what to take your kids to go see, I thought Doctor Strange was way worse in terms of kids and violence than Top Gun.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. On the front lines of truth.
A year ago, there was not a bad investment to make. The stock market was still showing growth. The housing market was on fire. Cryptocurrency was something you were flirting with, maybe. What a difference a year makes. The bubble may have burst on not just one of those investment angles, but all of them. I mean, who knows? But what I do know is that gold and silver may turn out to be the safest, most reliable investment there is. Certainly over time, that's been proven, particularly when markets are volatile. I find value in purchasing real gold. Gold is good. Gold is solid. And gold is the key to making sure your investments are on solid footing. I rely on the Oxford Gold Group for my gold purchases. They're the industry leader for so many reasons, starting with their advice and the best pricing guarantees. Call them yourselves to diversify your portfolio. Call the Oxford Gold Group today and request your free precious metals investment guide toll-free at 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking Relief Factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley says Ukraine is in a tough situation, but the U.S. will keep up military support.
Right now, there's a very, very significant battle going on in the Donbas. But Kyiv was protected and successfully defended against. The Russians had to shift their forces to the south in the Donbas, and we'll see how this plays out. But I think that the United States and the allied countries are providing a significant amount of support to Ukraine, and that will continue.
Milley spoke in the American Cemetery of Colville-sur-Mer, overlooking Omaha Beach, commemorating the 78th anniversary of D-Day. Also at townhall.com, Representative Louie Gohmert, a Republican of Texas, railed against the indictment of former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro, while saying in an interview, if you're a Republican, you can't even lie to Congress or lie to an FBI agent, or they're coming after you. Bernie Bennett has more.
During an interview, Congressman Gohmert was asked to comment on the Friday indictment of Navarro by a federal grand jury after the former Trump official failed to comply with a House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. He argued that there is a double standard to how Democrats and Republicans were being treated, pointed to the acquittal of prominent Democratic attorney Michael Sussman, who is being investigated by special counsel John Durham, as one example. The development comes against the backdrop of Navarro's indictment, who is facing two charges of criminal contempt of Congress after being subpoenaed by the House Select Committee. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
New Yorkers under age 21 will be prohibited from buying semi-automatic rifles under a new law signed by Governor Kathy Hochul. The Democrats signed 10 gun-related bills as the state became one of the first to enact legislation following a wave of deadly mass shootings. On Wall Street, it's up and down. The Dow is now down 4 points. The NASDAQ up 31. More at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. With the summer pool season already underway, Southern Nevada is experiencing a lifeguard shortage. City of Las Vegas officials say they're short by as much as 50 staff members, forcing them to shorten pool hours or even close on certain days. Clark Kenny pools are only open one at a time due to its current staffing levels. Like Las Vegas, they're trying to hire about 50 people there in Clark County. All pools are not necessarily feeling that crunch, however. Cowabunga Vegas Water Parks, they report they're fully staffed, but they say they continue to take applications due to normal attrition during the summer pool season. Buckle up when it comes to gas prices this summer. The head petroleum analyst with GasBuddy.com says Nevada will likely experience high prices all summer because of lack of direct access to oil and refining capacity. Patrick DeHaan says over the past 3 years, the U.S. has lost about 1 million barrels a day in refining capacity. He says the Silver State is largely connected to Southern California refineries. Should any issues arise, $6 a gallon, it could be in the cards.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, bumper-to-bumper flows right now through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. That's causing some backups on that transition lane, too. Those who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to Interstate 515 eastbound.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, June 6th. Great to have you with us, an historically significant date. We'll talk more about that as we go along. Joining us now, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us. Victor, how was your weekend?
It was really nice, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me, and I hope you had a good one as well.
It was absolutely wonderful. I did very little of any consequence, but I had a lot of fun, and that's I guess, what weekends are built for. I want to begin. We are closing in on the closing of early voting on the 10th, and then, of course, the election on the 14th. And I guess Sheriff Joe, in his final debate appearance, said the race is, for all intents and purposes, over. Joey Gilbert, on this radio program last week, said that, that it's a two-man race, him and Sheriff Joe. Are either of these guys right?
Well, I mean, at the risk of making a fool of myself, I would say Sheriff Lombardo is closer to the mark. I mean, I don't think I've seen any evidence that someone has made a surge or is ready to catch him. I think it's really interesting. The Democrat Governors Association has been spending a lot of negative money on Lombardo, but they haven't been propping up any other candidate, which, to me kind of says they know they're better off just kind of trying to slime Lombardo because he's going to be the nominee, and they don't think another candidate, they'd be able to boost another candidate in there to take his place.
What do you make of this whole 15-16 candidate race? Are we going to get, is the winner going to get 25%?
They could. I mean, in a race this divided, you could definitely win with 25%. I tend to think Lombardo will end up closer to 35-40%. And Gilbert's done, remarkably well for kind of coming out of nowhere. I mean, I think he'll probably hit 20%. So, and Heller probably low teens, and, Lee seems to be around the, 10 to 15% mark, and, everyone else in the single digits.
Is there anything that can happen between now and Election Day that might change the dynamics?
I mean, outside of just a super major scandal, I really don't think there is. I just think, Heller has kind of held up a lot better than I thought he would. I thought he would fade into fourth place or maybe even fifth place. And you know, I think he's kind of right there behind Gilbert. I think, you know, he's got a lot of kind of residual support in northern and rural Nevada. And if he had been able to raise some more money, I think he actually could have been more competitive. But I think the race is pretty much set. You know, I've talked to a consultant who says basically, you know, everyone's kind of tuned out the ads, and so they're, you know, they kind of know who they know and know what they like, and you know, it's just not really it's hard to move people. And so I think that kind of, again, bodes well for Lombardo being in the driver's seat.
The undecideds were upwards of 20-25% in some of these statewide races. Do you get a sense that people now are starting to engage, and that those undecideds are going way down at this point?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You know, the election's coming up, and if people are voting, they're going to start looking at websites. They're going to start asking friends for advice, you know, and you know, I think people are going to be, you know, coming to their decision. And you know, I think sometimes people are undecided in polls, but they kind of have a sense of where they're leaning. And I think you'll see people kind of start heading in that direction.
Everybody talks about early voters and what they're going to do and what their dynamics are. Are they different than the folks that like to vote on Election Day? What do the early numbers tell us, or do we have anything in from the early voting tallies as to who's voting?
You know, they do release the list of people who have voted. And so, you know, if your campaign's really on top of it, you'll have a list of your likely voters and kind of cross-reference that with who's actually voted. You know, turnout hasn't been huge. I think we're several tens of thousands, but you know, it's not just going to, you know, swamp the record books or anything. So the dynamic is well, we sent ballots out to everyone, and we still have early voting. We still have Election Day voting. So what happens? You know, the conventional wisdom is that Democrats are going to vote more by mail, and Republicans are going to prefer to be in person and maybe even on Election Day. You know, I think that's probably right. So it wouldn't surprise me to see a bigger Republican surge on Election Day and then Democrats preferring the mail.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I saw some polling that just came in, an ABC News Ipsos poll. 83% of Americans say that the economy is either an extremely or very important issue in determining how they will vote in the upcoming elections. What do you make of that? Do you think that's true? 83% is a lot of people.
Well, it's a huge amount, and I think what you see is that when the economy is going well, people take it for granted and they start looking at issues like, you know, immigration or healthcare or education, something like that. But you know, when the economy is not going well, what that is meaning is that people are having less money, you know, or it's costing more for them, and so their lives are being personally impacted, and so that tends to move to the forefront of their minds. And you know, I think that number is just a complete disaster for President Biden and by extension Democrats throughout the country, and certainly here in Nevada, where, you know, their plan, their agenda didn't work. It's led to higher prices. It's led to just insane gas prices, and voters are upset by it.
And by the way, in that same ABC News Ipsos poll, President Joe Biden's approval rating on several key issues remains underwater, including the handling of the economic recovery at 37%, inflation 28%, gas prices 27%. The only, and this is even surprising to me, the only positive approval rating Biden gets is from his response to COVID-19. 56% approve, 43% disapprove. Does that track with what you're hearing from people?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I mean, the COVID crisis has passed us. You know, despite California thinking about bringing back mask mandates as cases rise up, but you know, the public has moved past COVID, and you know, I obviously think Biden could have done a lot of things differently and better on COVID, but you know, it is over, and so I think he's getting credit from voters for that. And you know, same thing, if gas prices drop $2 a gallon tomorrow, all of a sudden the public would say, my word, Biden's doing great on gas prices. Sometimes the president gets credit or blame just depending on larger factors. And so I think he's getting credit for, you know, the coronavirus being passed.
Since we last talked, Kamala Harris came to Reno to tout the Biden economic plan. Was that a mistake?
Well, it's so funny because, all the buzz from the White House is, we got to let Joe be Joe. We got to get him out on the trail. And it's like, the person with the 40% approval rating and Vice President Harris with, the 35% approval rating, not great. Not great ambassadors for your cause. So, I don't know what else you do, right? You still have to feel like you campaign. Obviously, they're not going to reverse course on policies, which would be, a thing that would actually help. And so what do? You go out there and you talk to people. But, I mean, the thing about the economy that's just, politically so tough for the Democrats is you can't spin it. You can't tell voters, things are really great at the border. Maybe things are terrible at the border, but no one's at, we're not actually at the border. We are actually paying $5, $5.40 for gas. We are actually going to the grocery store and seeing the prices increase. And so it doesn't matter when Biden gets out there from his vacation home and saying, the economy is really robust. Look at the jobs numbers. When someone's going to the gas station and the grocery store, and then they're seeing the disconnect. And so, that's why the economy is such a devastating issue when it goes sour, is because you can't spin it, because people are actually experiencing it.
I love that that he tried to say that the approach that they're taking is that first of all that the jobs report last week was excellent, and that they are dealing with this from a position of strength. What in God's name is he talking about?
Maybe the best case scenario is you just blame it on his age, and he's not sure which decade he's in. But I think that's the White House line. Is they're just saying, look, these macroeconomic numbers are really good, and the thing is with inflation that can happen, right? Is the GDP can go up and the wage growth can go up, but it's all being eaten away by the higher prices, and we've just had inflation under control for so many decades that people take it for granted that inflation is going to be under control, but it's not under control right now, and the Fed is I don't think being anywhere near aggressive enough to try and rein it in, especially after all the spending that Biden's done. And so it's just going to continue to be a problem, and when Biden says things like we're attacking us from a position of strength, it just makes him look disconnected.
Yeah, like he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And this is as the average price per gallon today is $4.86 across the country. It was $2.38 the day that Joe Biden took office. So it's just incredible what's going on. Now he's talking about going to Saudi Arabia. He refused to commit to it over the weekend. But there have been numerous media reports that they are in the process of putting together a trip to Saudi Arabia. Smart or a bad play?
Well, I mean, politically smart, and I actually think geopolitically smart, too. The hard thing in foreign policy is you don't get to always pick who your allies are. So you can't just say, this is a dictatorship, so I'm not going to deal with them, because the alternative is Iran. And a nuclear Iran at that. And so I do think it makes sense for the U.S. to have a good relationship with Saudi Arabia. And then politically, he needs the oil. I mean, he shut down the domestic industry the best he could. He's made it very hard to drill domestically, get funding for drilling. And so he's having to go to foreign countries and say, drill more oil, please, 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 please bring the gas prices down, or I'm just going to get slaughtered in November. And that's what this trip is about. It's about going over there and kissing the backside of the dictator who controls the oil, because he needs the oil to avoid an even worse electoral defeat in November.
More coming up with Victor Jenks, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll also take a look at his column as he debunks four common gun control myths. What are they? And what are the, what's the truth? We'll get to that from Victor Jenks in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Live and Local with Kevin Wall for your chance to win a $50 gas card and a basic oil change. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Latsalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingandCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
Andy, retired SWAT sergeant.
I'm voting for Kevin McMahill because I've seen his leadership firsthand. He demands nothing but the best from himself and his officers. That's why nearly 80% of cops endorse Kevin.
Roxanne McCoy, community leader.
I'm supporting McMahill for sheriff because he's been in our community for years building authentic relationships.
Mario Berlenga, proprietor, Westside Market.
I'm voting for Kevin McMahill. I saw him reduce crime in our neighborhood, and that's good for my business and our community.
I'm Kevin McMahill, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kevin McMahill.
Gun Owners America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth, and repeal Sisolak mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this. Then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paulinos, and all the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. We love them all. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the Nevada Trucking Association. Joining us, as he does every Monday, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And your column this week, I thought, was spot on, and it was incredibly well laid out, kind of blowing up four myths about gun control. Can you run through those four?
Absolutely. You know, the first one is this idea that, oh, it's harder to buy Sudafed than it is to buy a firearm. And it's just easy. You see it after every mass shooting, and it's just so inaccurate, it just kind of makes you go crazy. Okay, buy Sudafed. You go to the pharmacy, you show ID, they write down some of your information, and then you walk out the store. To get a firearm, you go at a federally licensed firearm dealer, so a gun shop. You go to a gun shop, you have to fill out a form, they take your ID, they run a background.